Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
News Talk's technology correspondent, technology whiz, Jess Kelly is with me now for Tech Takeover. What's on the agenda today, Jess?
Well, there's something that we've been waiting for quite a while, and it has been published this week, which is great. So the Department of Education and Youth has published guidance for AI in schools. This is something that, like, we've spoken about this before. Everybody has spoken about this before. AI has infiltrated every single industry, every single sector. And a lot of us, whether you're working or in education, are looking for guidance. When should you, when should you not? How should you use this technology? And schools in particular, I think we're eager for some form of guidance, because there's been a lot of headlines over the last wee while of every child is now using ChatGPT to do their homework or cheat in exams and all the rest. Obviously, that's all overblown. So what the department has done is looked at the best practice from UNESCO and the EU and created what's being called a dynamic document. So it's 36 pages, although some of it is kind of coloured in sheets that don't really say much. And the idea is to give schools and those working with an education a bit of a steer of how, when and why to use AI, looking at the benefits that it can offer as well.
There was actually that really interesting study from the ESRI a couple of weeks ago that said that schools, most of the schools, were using outdated tech policies and they were awaiting clear direction here. They have been confused as to what is allowed, what is a good way to use AI, how do I integrate it into the classroom, what do I tell my pupils here in front of me about how and when it should be used.
Yeah, and I think, you know,
so it was all a bit ad hoc, wasn't it, in
schools? It was very ad hoc. And I think that's one of the big issues that arises, not only in relation to AI, but also phones in schools. Like, there are so many tech-related issues that impact our schools. And you're dead right. It was a bit loosey-goosey, for want of a better phrase. And as with any sector, you're always going to have some teachers who are tech fans themselves and will embrace it and will bring it into the classroom and will explain to the children what it is, how to use it and all the rest. But then there's other teachers who've been doing this for a long time and have no interest in this at all. So this is a guidance document rather than a set of rules. I've read through the 36 pages.
Is it any use?
So the first,
you don't have to answer that, Jess. I think you just have.
That's my So the first half essentially explains what AI is. It's the kind of thing that you'd find from a quick Google or a well-written prompt into ChatGPT. It explains the difference between artificial intelligence, which we've been using for a long time, and generative artificial intelligence, which is kind of the new thing that came out with ChatGPT at the end of 2022. That's the generative side of it that can, you know, write articles, essays, answer you back in a way as if you're texting a friend, can create images, videos, audio, all the rest. So there's a lot of the document that's explaining that.
Okay. And I do think that is helpful, because I do think there will be quite a big cohort of teachers out there who still don't understand the basics. I still actually think there's a significant part of the population who still don't understand the actual basics. They're using it all the time, but they're not quite sure what they're using.
100%. I think there is a time and a place for it, but I also think the time for it was 18 months ago and the place was in the document like this at that time. But we are where we are, as they always say. So yes, it's there. Yes, some people might find it useful. Does it go far enough for those people who don't understand how it works? I would argue not. We do need to see more training in this space, and we do need to see a bit more dialogue between the teachers in the classrooms and indeed these different bodies. But anyway, section two is the more practical side, and it looks at the current uses of AI in education. This includes things like teacher planning and prep, teaching and learning, and then school leadership and management. And schools are encouraged to take a 4P approach. That is to develop an AI roadmap that looks at their purpose, their policies, their planning, and their practice. So it's not a case of just because this tool exists, let it out into the wild. It's about looking at how and where does this technology slot into your purpose as a school and an education hub.
So it's saying that there are opportunities, absolutely, for teachers. But is it sort of saying to teachers, go out and try and figure out yourself how you can use it?
No.
And then develop a policy within your school?
There's a bit more practical, there are a few more practical examples given in the document. So for example, drawing up lesson plans or brainstorming in the classroom, developing quizzes and so on. There are practical things that teachers could take from this document and implement in their class tomorrow, which is fantastic. And then they're also being encouraged, which I think is the right thing to do, of looking at the ethics of it and the responsibility of using it. Because I know in, you know, my own day-to-day life, I have Copilot, which is Microsoft's AI agent. I have it open on my desktop every day of the week, and I use it every day of the week. But I also know when not to use it. So for example, and I love a bit of EU legislation, but the EU AI Act, I know.
You need to get out more, Jess.
I know, but I won't. But the EU AI Act, it's very clear in terms of what can and can't be used. There are very clear parameters. So, for example, I, last week on my show, created an AI clone of myself and I put it out on air. But under the EU AI Act, I couldn't do that without disclosing that it was made with AI. So that's me being responsible in absolutely using the technology, but disclosing that it was produced by AI. So between the Department of Education and then also the State Examinations Commission, they're forming guidelines, not saying that kids can never use it and teachers can never use it, but similar to using any other reference material, it has to be referenced. You have to acknowledge and put your hands up saying part of this was created with AI. So I do think there are massive potentials. The report also links out to other resources. So there's a website called IDGES, like the end of Previja. So IODE technology in education.ie. So IDGES technology in education.ie.
OIDE.
There are brilliant videos, projects, and really practical resources there for teachers and people working in education. This is a space, if you are a teacher and if you're driving home and if you're touching going, oh, I have too much on my plate already, I acknowledge that. And the work that you do is phenomenal. But I also think we need to appreciate and accept that this is coming. It's already here in certain cohorts.
So and it can be really beneficial. And actually, it can reduce that workload 100%. That you talk about. There was talk back in February about schools implementing mandatory AI training programs. Has that happened?
Not yet. But again, there's a wider educational digital education plan in train for 2027. So this is a fundamental part of this. I think the acknowledgement and the conversations that are happening this week as a result of this being published yesterday are really productive. And I do think teachers are going to be instrumental in putting their hands up and saying, I can see the potential, but I don't have the know-how, or I don't have the capacity, or I don't have the devices in my classroom, which is a big issue, to fully utilise this.
What does it say, or does it reference students at all and their use of AI when they're carrying out assessments or carrying out coursework or perhaps, you know, submitting work for assessment to the State Examinations Commission?
So this is something that it is acknowledged within this report, but that firmly sits under the State Examinations Commission, and they're soon going to publish a document that will square all that away. So for example, we know that certain courses now or certain classes, you might have a continuous assessment project or a longer term project that you're working away on. That guidance and the rules around that will come from the State Examinations Commission. What we're going to see over the next few while is all of these different bodies that operate within the realm of education setting out their stall. And it'll take another wee while before they all come together and a blanket approach is adopted and, you know, infiltrated into the schools. This is an important stepping stone. It's by no means a finished product, but I do think it is something for the schools to kind of work off and to keep going towards. It's very important, though, that schools and teachers engage fully as much as possible, as well as, you know, the parents. Parents need to be across this stuff, too.
Do we have any idea when that State Examinations Commission is going to publish that document about how pupils can use AI when they're completing their work?
So they're saying that it'll be soon available. We don't have a timeline as of yet, but again,
because it's being used, isn't it, by pupils, you'd imagine, at this stage?
Oh, 100%. But again,
and that's okay if there's guidelines and if there's rules and regulations that are kind of being followed.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I think it is fine once it's being referenced. So the policy that already exists says that they have to acknowledge that they're using AI. My bigger question, and where I'd love to see education going, is educating kids on how to use AI, not just for their homework, but in day-to-day life, because it is a really practical tool. But there are ethical and sort of moral dilemmas that arise from this. We've also seen some very concerning stats around young people's use of AI, how they're turning to it for friendship and relationships and relying on it. That is concerning. And again, we as the adults in the room need to be aware, firstly, that this is going on, and secondly, how we can support them. So yes, utilise the technology, but don't lose yourself into it. So as I said, stepping stone, an important stepping stone, but not the end of the journey.
It is a bit of a melt, I think, sometimes for parents. But thankfully, Jess, not only are you here doing your tech takeover on the Hard Shoulder, you're out in the road. You're actually talking to parents.
Yes.
And giving them some basic tools and tips on how to help their children navigate the internet. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so tomorrow evening, we are going to be in Cork. We are going to be in the Rochestown Park Hotel in lovely Cork for Behind the Screens. This is the second one of these events. We're hosting two, one at 6:30 p.m. for the parents of primary school children. We're going to talk about when is the right time to give your child a device, how do you win the battle of screen time, and any other issues that arise. Then at 8 o'clock, we are doing an event for parents of kids in secondary school. And we'll be talking about the more sinister side of the internet. We will talk through cyberbullying, isolation, AI, a whole host of issues. But rather than just highlighting the problems, we are going to have practical advice for you. So if you want to come along, we have a few tickets left. You can go to newstalk.com/events. They are completely free, and it would be great to see you there in the room tomorrow evening.
Thanks a million, Jess.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.